Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we do not have a Steelers game to run the tail of the tape on. So something unique here. Eight teams left, the Great Eight, the Final Eight, the Elite Eight, as it's called in college hoops. Chiefs, Texans, Commanders, Lions, Eagles, Rams, Bills, Ravens. We will go position by position. Who has the best players at each position? Divisional round weekend.
And we're pretty good at this because we know we don't ever have to break down a Steelers game after the wild card round. So we really are tuned into these other teams, paying very close attention. Too cheap of a shot there, Pony? Or
no, I like it.
Above board?
They deserve it right now. All right.
Yes, they do, my
quarterback.
Friend. Yeah.
I went Buffalo.
Of Josh all, of all my eight guy. Teams?
All eight. I went with Josh. The way he's done it,
yeah,
he's
make cut a, down make the a quick case for
he's
him.
Cut down the turnovers big time this year. Doesn't have Derrick Henry next to him. Doesn't have Andy Reid calling his plays. He's got Jan Brady.
Joe Brady's really good, man. He's real good. He was the guy who put together the LSU pass.
I went Buffalo. Malzi, who'd you go with?
Baltimore.
Donnie, who'd you go with?
Kansas City.
I just want to be different. I think it could be Lamar's year, my friends.
So you're like wishing and hoping? That's why
no,
you went
I think
with
it. I just think it could. I do get tired of the narrative because he's so good that he hasn't won. I would like him to win one so we can just talk about him like he's a normal player and not somebody who gives everyone
why?
Here brain
why? It's more wounds. Enjoyable and more delightful for me to talk about him as the guy that can't get over the hump.
Well, maybe that's why I actually want to see it happen, so that you get that small joy taken away from you.
I think the funny thing here about Mahomes, too, is that there are probably half the teams where the quarterbacks had better seasons. It doesn't matter. Until the guy in the playoffs is dead and buried, it doesn't matter.
If we were drafting the eight quarterbacks left, where would Goff get picked? I'm curious about that, how you guys feel. On his current team, like you're taking him as he is, not like
Malzi,
in a vacuum.
You're hijacking the segment. That's not what we're doing, drafting quarterbacks.
I said word association. One word, please.
I'd probably take him.
Man, he can't.
I would take him after the big three in the AFC, I think.
He's playing at a very, very high level.
Wait a minute. Are you drafting him for games this weekend or like
just
going forward?
General.
Oh, then I would take Jaden Daniels over him. There's not even a question about
wait,
it.
Wait, I thought you said Nick. Oh, I thought you
the
meant
rest
like
of the
right
playoffs.
Now.
Yeah, no, the
oh,
rest of the playoffs.
Playoffs.
I would take him over Jaden Daniels
yeah.
right now because I think he's going to put like 45 points on Washington.
Yeah,
anyway,
I guess
I am
none of the
hijacking.
Games are outside. All right, running back, who'd you go with, Chris?
I'm actually going with Baltimore again here. I think Henry's just an
or
absolute.
Saquon.
Yeah, I think Henry's an absolute. Well, because like Henry has been actually better. He had a higher yards per carry, even though Saquon's got the best line, got that great scheme. I mean, Henry just, dude, he's a bulldozer,
Don?
Man.
So here's one to be a little bit different because I felt like you got one of you guys would go with Baltimore, the other one would go with Philly.
Gibbs.
I will throw Detroit out there.
That's
because
a good one.
Won't they get Montgomery back?
Yeah, they're getting Sonic and Knuckles reunited,
yeah.
But Gibbs has been outrageous by himself.
I but I think as good as Gibbs is, they have a they have the best 1-2 punch in the league.
Their big worry is going to be giving Montgomery the ball too much, I think.
I said that on the Peterson podcast, that exact point. I don't want Gibbs should be the guy and Montgomery should come in to close it like Bettis did back in the day when he was late in his career. I went Baltimore because I like Justice Hill more than Kenneth Gainwell to break the tie among their stable of backs. Wide receiver, Donnie, who'd you pick? Tail of the tape.
Philly.
Me too. Mulsey?
I'm tempted to be, you know what I am? I'm going to take Detroit. I love the variability you get there. You have St. Brown, who's like just a terrific all-around receiver.
And a guy that bets on football like us.
That was Jameson Williams. Oh, yeah, you're saying that's the other guy. Yeah, yeah. Jameson Williams is averaging like 22
yards a catch. And Tim Patrick, who the Steelers could have had for nothing, but
I'm going Detroit here, my friends.
Tight end, I went Kansas City, much like Donnie's logic. Kelce in the playoffs, the all-time great playoff pass catcher other than Jerry Rice. And Noah
Gray.
50 Shades of Gray, as Chris Berman likes to call him.
Is that his use for him? Why wouldn't he call
it goes with there?
Noah Earl Gray?
I think he goes, Noah, a touch of gray with a touchdown. Whoop! Did you guys see on Hard Knocks that Berman was at Ravens practice the day before or 2 days before the Steelers-Ravens game on the field as a VIP guest?
No, but that's pretty funny.
Yeah, that was probably the best part of Hard Knocks last week.
Man,
obviously I'm a couple episodes behind.
You're not really missing much. All right, who'd you go with tight end, Mulsey?
I have to go with Kansas City, too. I just think he like Mahomes, who I easily could have picked for quarterback, he just elevates his game to a different level when this time of year rolls around. He's ridiculous, man.
Don?
Yeah, I mean, Kelce, ridiculous in the playoffs, and I mean, he's going to waltz into the Hall of Fame. To be different here, I'll actually go Buffalo, Kincaid and Dawson Knox.
Kincaid's really good.
Kincaid's had a bad year, though.
I know. I think he's talented. I think you can make a case for Laporta.
All right, let's go to offensive line. Mulsey.
I'm going to go Philly.
Donnie?
Oh, no. I'm retracting that. I'm going Detroit. That's the engine that they got plays drawn up for Penei Sewell, man. Like actual plays where he gets the ball as a tackle eligible. I'm going Detroit.
Do you like those plays more than when Penn State runs their guard in motion down near the goal line and it never seems to do anything for them? Anyways,
I think Penei Sewell would be the best wide receiver on Penn State's roster right now.
I will happily go with Philly here.
Me too.
I think that's a great display of coaching too.
Dude, their tackles haven't given up a pressure all year.
You have that.
It's unbelievable.
You have a reclamation project in there. Mekhi Becton looked like an NFL bust, and now he's a great guard.
Don't we think Hurts helps them a little bit? Like those guys? I mean, Goff is not going to move around to make Detroit's line look better.
We've run out of time, so we can't do defense. Who would you take as your coach? Donnie?
Reed.
Kansas City for me. Mulsey?
Dan Campbell.
That was the tail of the tape.
I'd take Tomlin over any of them. Put them on any of these teams and they'd win it.
I had corners for Houston with Lassiter and
Stingley's the best corner playing.
And I had Washington's linebackers.
You could go Eagles, though, very easily with Mitchell and DeGene.
With Luvu and Wagner. I did some deep research for tail of the tape, guys. I really was.
And then I hijacked it and ruined it and rendered it all moot.
No, it was good.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.